Boker Tov, we're holding Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of the Machlekes Rabba and Rabbi Lezer in explaining the Machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanim. Again, to get our bearings, we had a Machlekes, and then the Perek starts off, Emor Bekiva. Our Mishnah describes Rabbi Akiva Shita that a Nida, or a Avodah Zarah, is Metame a Tumah like a Nida, which includes Tumas Masa. We then had our Gemara, our Mishnah only being Shita's Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara then brings a Mishnah from Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Zayin, where it describes Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan on this very topic, where Rabbi Akiva says it has a din of a nida, tumas nida, and the Rabbanan say it does not have a din of tumas nida, it has a din like a tumas sheretz, compares to sheretz. So that's the basis that we have. Rabbi Akiva compares the tumah of Avodah Zarah to nida, the Rabbanan compared to sheretz. I have a reminder, this will come up at the end of the daf today, again, just to have an important reminder, that this holden tumah is a din derabbanan we spoke at. It's a gzer derabbanan, it's not a proper, all these drushas are not proper hekesh, or they're based on Navi, which is Divrei Seferim. It's just Durabana, Durabana Mugazer, that you have a din of Tumah, again, either like a Nida, according to Rabbi Akiva, or like a Sheretz, according to Durabanan. The Gemara brought a Machlekes, Rabba, and Rabbi Lazar, how we are to understand this Machlekes of the Tanaim. Rabba explains that everyone agrees there's a din of Tumas Masa. Even the Rabbanan agree there is a din of Tumas Masa. They agree that the Avodah Zarah, the Rabbanan, the Chamo Gezer, there's a din of Tumah of carrying, like, which is similar to Anida. Tumas Sheretz does not have Tumas Masa. So what's the Machlekes then, and what are these comparisons to Sheretz and to Anida? So Rabbi will explain the Machlekes as follows. We know there's a special din by Tumas Nida. We spoke yesterday, it's the idea of Tumas Evan Mesama. It's almost like the opposite of Tumas Medrash. Tumas Medrash says the tummy puts their weight on something, and it gives that, imparts Tumah into that item. Tumas Evan Masama is the opposite, where you have you have a big rock, and you have the Tumah maybe sitting on top of the rock, the weight's on the rock, and it happens to be, it's on top of a item which is fit for Medrash, fit for Tumah, but the weight is not necessarily being pressed down on that item, and still we're saying that as Tumas Evan Masama, the stone in between will not take away the Tumah, on the contrary, even though stone does not make up a Tumah, as the Chiddush of that being a stone, the Tumah will still go through, and it will make Tumah into the item, the cloth underneath. Fine. So that is the Chiddush Evan Masama, din of Tumah by Nida. Says Rabba, that's the whole point of Machlekes. Rabbi Akiva holds, it's mamash like a Nida, has Tumas Masa, and even has a din of Tumas Evan Masama, this Avodah Zarah. And Rabban argue and say, no, we compare it to Sheretz to say, just like Sheretz doesn't have Tumas Evan Masama, so too Avodah Zarah doesn't have Tumas Evan Masama. But Tumas Masa, we don't compare it to Sheretz Ovite, we compare it to Nida, the Rabban agree, and Tumas Masa is found by Avodah Zarah as well. That is how Rabbah learns it. So the Machlekes is not nearly as far as we thought. Everyone agrees it's Tumas Masa. The Machlekes is strictly by Evan Masama. The Gemara went into, if that's the case, according to Rabbah's explanation, why on earth are we comparing it to Sheretz? And why are we comparing it to Nida? And then comparing it to Sheretz to limit it, to dumb it down, just compare it directly to Nevela, which has Tumas Masa, and doesn't have Tumas Evan Masama. Why compare it to two things to get to happy medium? Just compare it to one thing, namely Nevela, which is happy medium. And the Gemara brought in a third concept, another idea about Tumah. Rav Chumberger's question really relates to this, whether or not a varim, limbs of a desire that fall off, are makabel tumah or not. We want to say, the reason why we said it this way is in order to teach us that limbs are not susceptible to tumah. And the Mara's Lecher brings this as a question, as a quote, what's Rav Chumberger's question, which we would have again on Amud Beis. He asks a shayla about the limbs. This should be a proof that limbs are not makabel tumah. We explain that in the Rami. The shayla is only not according to Rabbanan, only according to Rabbi Akiva. Do we have such a shayla according to Rabbi Akiva? Holds that's tumah all the way. Only according to him is there a shayla about the limbs. According to Rabbanan, there is indeed no shayla about the limbs. That is Rabba's explanation. Rabbi Lazar's explanation was more simple, I think, more straightforward, in that he goes with the basic understanding of what they speak out. Rabbi Lazar held that everyone agrees Evan Masam is a tumah by Nida, not related to Avodah Zarah. Everyone agrees there's no tumah, Evan Masam by Zarah. And the Machlekes is the basic way you read it. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's tumah Masa by Avodah Zarah like Anida, and according to our partner, there's no Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah because we compared to our Sheretz. Fairly straightforward. That was Rav Lezer's Mahalach, not like Rabbah. That was the gist what we spoke about yesterday. So our Gemara now is trying to bring Rias into this discussion. Do we go like Rabbah's Mahalach of the Machlekes, or do we go like Rabbi Lezer's Mahalach of the Machlekes? That's really going to be this whole first Amud. Pretty straightforward Rias once we are clear in the actual Machlekes Rabbah and Blazer. We'll point out how the Rayas fit according to each opinion as we go through the Rayas, in case none of our members all the details offhand. One other detail that we did not speak at yesterday was, we spoke after the Shir, Rafal, was Meirith, is we quoted the Mishnah in Zion and Avodah Zarah, And the Mishnah says, talks about a wall that separates the rishus of a person and a base of Avodah Zarah. We had a machlekes, two Rashis, Rashi here, Rashi and Avodah Zarah, whether the bias itself is being worshipped, or whether it's a bias that has Avodah Zarah in it. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is that wall, the Mishnah says, Avanav Eitzav Avarav, Amitam Kesheret, the Avanav, the Eitzav and the dirt, Amitam, according to the Rabban, like a Sheret, according to Kiv Matama, like a Nida, the stones itself are Matama. And the question was, that Bishlam of the Geis Chalik can become Tameh. This we didn't really speak out during this year, just pointing out now. Bishlam of the Geis Chalik can be Tameh because it's either Avodah Zarah itself or it's supporting the base of Avodah Zarah, and therefore can have a din of tuma. But the yitz chelik l'chari shav no tuma. Ain't the ma'aser davar shen shloi. How could the guy aser the yitz chelik? We have a klal. Ain't no ma'aser davar shen shloi. You can't make someone else's item aser. There is a din. There is a halacha that if you go and do a physical change to it, if you do something physical to it, that perhaps could make it aser. But the basic question still is l'chari. You didn't do any physical change to the binyan. Ain't the ma'aser davar shen shloi. So the answer they give is that because they're partners, the assumption is in every rock and every stone and every particle of earth, each one has a 50% ownership. Since each one has a 50% ownership in every piece, so every piece has a shtickle of the guy's ownership of Avodah Zarah in it, and therefore it is usher. We have the concept of Breira, so you could say don't say Breira. But the Mefarshim actually point out that typically by Durabanans, and again, this comes back to what we said before, this whole din of Tumas Avodah Zarah is Durabanan, and by Durabanans we typically do say Breira. They make a point of saying, without getting into the reasons why, it's good, that's, you know, the Mefarshim over there in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Zayin, but they make a point of saying that over here, even though it's Durabanan, and by Durabanans we typically do say Breira, we're still not going to apply the concept of Breira here, and therefore the stones and the earth are Aser. So again, there's a chelik in each one that belongs to the guy, and because the chelik of a part of every particle belongs to the guy, it has the iser from the guy. If you say brayri, can be able to decipher and say hover adover. This chelik belongs to the guy. This chelik belongs to the yid. And typically, we say brayri darbanan. By this darbanan, maybe because of vaydazar is so chamer. By this darbanan vaydazar, we don't say brayra, and therefore every stone and every particle of wood or earth will become tummy when it falls down. Okay, so back to
just one point.
Yai Nesach is a perfect example. Yai Nesach, you're physically doing an act with it. You're doing an act with it. That's a case where we say
kareiser.
Yeah, when you do. Right. Over there. So that's actually a classic case that's called, to your point further, that's called Hezek Shein Nikker. It's Hezek Shein Nikker. Right. For certainly if I go and I do a physical change, that's clear. Everyone, the same way I can smash your item and destroy it, I can physically change and make it also that everyone understands. The Madriga below that is, your example, which is very good, which is I'm doing an act to it, Yai Nesach, but I'm not actually making a Hezek, which is Nikker, which is whole Sugya and Gittin over there, why you only chayav there, be a Shemayim, not be the Adam. But you first did an act to it. Right. Exactly. If you didn't act, that's a svara. It's for sure a taste. It could be a gemara also. For sure a taste is a svara in a few places. Yes.
One other question, and you may have said it just that I wasn't around for last night's daf. Just why is the chilek that when you break the arm off, till now we're talking about
chop. We'll get to that. We'll get to the end of the daf today. End of the daf. The mars make a chilek between. I mean, ultimately, the mars leave as a shayla, so I don't want to mislead you, but on Ahmed Beis is going to discuss whether it's something which you can take on and off as by the hedyet or take on and off by the
omen.
Yeah. So hopefully after the Gemara Shaila, at least, again, the Mars leave as a teku on a base, but hopefully after the Gemara Shaila, you'll have a little more clarity on that. Okay, Meisvei. So ask the Gemara Raya Kasha now. This is going to be a Kasha against Rabba's Mahalach in the Sugya. We are again Pei Gimel Amin Aleph, and we got as far as about a half a dozen lines down the page explaining in Reb Lazar yesterday. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. Nachri v'nachris avodah zarah mishamsha. A nachri and a nachris. So nachri, this is the first wide line. Just the first wide line is where we're starting from. Nachri v'nachris avodah zarah mishamsha. A nachri and a nachris, a guy and a female guy or a male guy, an avodah zarah and the mishamsha. That's the service items of the avodah zarah, which we did reference yesterday. The service items, that's according to the opinion, according to Rabbi Kiva, that says that the tummy could compare it to a nida. Why is the pasuk compared to a sheretz? We said for the mishamsha, for the ancillary items, those are tummy, like a sheretz, a lower level of tummy. Okay. But says this brisa, all these items, now nachri nachri, stamazai, they have then an assumption that we treat them like a zav, like a zava. That's their dinner of tumma. Rashi says there's a girsa, some of a girsa of maga nachri nachris, the maga of nachri nachris. Rashi says don't be girsit because the chamo geizer. Rashi speaks out what we said the chamo geizer, a din of tumma zava. There is a sheet of Balam Arv that says we are talking about maga nachri nachris. We're not going to go to Balam Arv. Let's go push with Rashi. We're talking about the general guy and gaya. The Torah, the Rabbanan gave him a gzera, a din of zava. So that's probably perfect for what we need for our purposes. And we're saying avodah zarah umishamsha. Also, what's the din? Hain v'le'a Satan. Their tummy, but they're not tummy through hesed. Hesed is something that a tummy person moves, is called hesed, similar to masa, really. Masa is carrying it, hesedin is moving it. Okay. Hain v'loya seitan. They are tummy, but not their seitan. How would they move is not tummy. Rabbi Kiva Emer. Rabbi Kiva says, hain v'seitan. Rabbi Kiva says, they, and what they move is tummy. So, sounds very nice if you go like Rabbi Elazar. It's beautiful. According to Elazar, it's exactly our machlokes. If you compare, let's say you assume hesed is like masa. So, we're saying that when it comes to Rabbi Kiva saying that there is tumas masa by avodah zarah, and the Rabbanan who argue Rabbi Kiva, the first sheet of Tanakhama, saying there's no tumas masa by avodah zarah. It's exactly Rabbi Elazar explained. The Rabbanan say it's dafka kasheretz, and Rabbi Kiva says it's like anida. So it's good according to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabba's explanation of the machlokes, everyone agreed this tumas masa. So what's going on over here? Bishlam Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's good. El Rabba kasher, according to Rabbi Shver, the Mar doesn't even need to elaborate. It's obvious what Shver, according to Rabba, why the Tanakhama not saying this tumas hesed? It should be tumas hesed is like a tumas masa, and he says everyone agrees this. Amalech Rabbis, Rabbi will say back to you, Ulatamech, go back to this Brisa. This still, either way, it's fair. Nachir v'nachris nami, hein v'leh Satan. You're telling me that Nachir v'nachris, they make tuma, but, right, they themselves are tummy, but they don't make tuma through carrying. V'atanya we learned in a Brisa, different Brisa, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk says, speak to b'nei Yisrael, it's talking about the tumas ziva. It says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, a person, ishish ki yizav v'besari, a person, any man who has ziv coming out of his body. And we dash as follows. B'nei Yisrael b'tam b'ziva, v'ei nachm b'tam b'ziva. B'nei Yisrael tuma ziva, however, nachm b'nei tuma ziva, avol chgozru aleim, she used, because avol chal devreim. However, even though Matar was saying there's no ziva, the chamu gaiza that they have a din of a din, they have a din of a tumas zav. Right? Which means, if the Chama Gaiz have Din of Tumas Zav, reading the Brisa at face value sounds like the Chama Gaiz, they have a regular Din Zav, and a Zav is Din Tumas Masa. So this Brisa clearly says there is a Din Tumas Masa by a Nachri and a Nachrius, and this Brisa is lumping together, our first Brisa we quoted today is lumping together Avodah Zarah and Nachri and Nachrius. So there should be a Din of Tumas Masa, yet the Brisa says there's not. So it's very nice that you tell me you have a Raya to Rabbi Lozer's interpretation of the Machlekes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, because we're making a distinction between Rabbi Kiva saying that we compare Avodah Zarah and Nachris and say this Tumas Masa, and Tanakhama is saying that we compare it and say they both don't have Tumas Masa, but we have another Brisa that clearly says that Nachri and Nachris do have Tumas Masa. So anyway, you have a problem with the Brisa. Ella, Ramatat, so everyone's gonna have to reinterpret the Brisa regardless to fit with the Nachri and Nachris din that there is Tumas Masa by Nachri and Nachris, says the Gemara. Ella Rabbatar Stameh, Rabbi will answer according to his reasoning. Nachri v'nachris, hein v'seitan v'evim v'samah shalem. So Rabbi sticks in, remember we said, according to Rabbi, that was the whole machlekes. Everyone agrees, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, that there is tumas masa. Whole machlekes was by that special din of evim v'samah. He's going to plug that into this brisa. Rabbi's going to explain the brisa as follows. Nachri v'nachris, hein v'seitan, that which they themselves, and that which they lift, they move, which is masa, v'evim v'samah shalem. And the evim v'samah shalem, they have tuma. Because the Nachri and Nachris have a din like a Zav, and they have regular Tum across the board, like a Zav. However, Avodah Zarah, according to Tanakhama, it's Tameh, Veseita, the Masa is Tameh, Avalei Evim Mesamishla, but Evim Mesamishla, the Evim Mesamah will not be Tameh. That is exactly the way Rabbah learns the Tanakhama Sheet of the Rabbanan, who argue Rabbi Kiva specifically with regard to Evim Mesamah. And Rabbi Kiva comes along to add, even Evim Mesamah by Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Avodah Zarah, he, Veseita, Evim Mesamishla, by Avodah Zarah, it's Hesed, and Evim Mesamishla are all going to be Tameh. That's how Rabbah will have to reinterpret the Brisa, and according to this interpretation, it's fine. But again, the reason why you're able to reinterpret the Brisa clearly didn't say these words. He's sticking in Evim Mesamah, and he's making a distinction. He's explaining that the Tanakhama had a distinction between Nachri and Evim Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Kiva came along to say there's no distinction. He's able to make this, so he's making two changes. Adding Evim Mesamah, and making a distinction between Nachri and Avodah Zarah and the Tanakhama of the Brisa. Those two changes he's able to make, he has a license to make those changes, because the Brisa is fair anyway, because the Brisa, according to the way we read it at first, holds that Nachri and Nachris does not have Tumas Masa, and the Psukim, the way we darshan this other Brisa, we say that there's a din of Zava, Vada has a din of Tumas Masa, and there are Bonamu Geizer that a Goy has a din, like a Zava, which would mean Tumas Masa. So anyway, you have to reinterpret the Brisa, so Rabbi Kiva reinterprets it the way we just quoted it. And Rabbi Lazar is going to have to be interpreted by us also slightly. Rabbi Lazar Matar says, "Amei Nachri v'Nachris Hein v'Seitan v'Evim Mesamah Shalhem." Rabbi Lazar has to agree to this first edition that Nachri v'Nachris Takav Tuma Hein Their Tamei v'Seitan v'Evim Mesamah Shalhem. They have Din of Evim Mesamah. They have Din of Tumas Hesed because they're abundant. The other brises are clearly as they're abundant. Compare even though Bnei Yisrael have Din of Tumas Ziva v'Zav and Nachrim don't. They're abundant. Mugayz they have Din of Tumas Ziva, and therefore all those Din have to be true. That's Taka. We have to re change the first part of the Brisa to say the same thing as the way Rabbi just changed it. Here's where there's a distinction. Avaydazara, when it comes to Avaydazara, Hivle Seta. By Avaydazara, they keep the Brisa saying that Avaydazara is only Tumah itself, not Tumah Netzeset. So they're making less of a change in the Brisa. By Avaydazara, only the item itself is Tumah. There's no Tumah's Masa. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, no, Avaydazara, Hivle Seta. According to Rabbi Kiva, it itself is Tumah. And it also has Tumah's Masa. Again, Rabbi Lazar will make it feel like his Shita at the Machlekes Rabban and Rabbi Kiva is whether there's Tumah's Masa by Avaydazara. According to Rabban, there's no Tumah's Masa. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's Tumah's Masa. We won't even get involved in Tumah's Evan Masama. Both don't have Tumah's Evan Masama. That is the reinterpretation of this Brisa according to both Rabba and according to Rabbi Lazar, because either way, the Brisa ended up being Shver. Maskel Rashi. Rashi's bothered by one basic question this whole Brisa. Mayhein. Why in this Brisa are we focusing on they themselves? We keep focusing on the Avaydazara itself. And what else it does? If we have a discussion that this Avaydazara is making Tumas Masa, is making things Tame via, making other things that carry a Tame, other things that move a Tame, discussion even of Masama according to Rabbah, so why on earth are you even mentioning that they themselves are Tame? Of course they themselves are Tame. If there's conversation that they can make Tumah others, just by virtue of being carried, so it's like saying an Avela is Tame in itself, and which means like if you touch it, or it's also Tame Tumas Masa. First Tetzach, if you tell me it's Tame Tumas Masa, by carrying it, if I carry an Avela, even though it's indirect, I'm Tame. If I move it indirect, I'm Tame. Certainly the Nevel itself is Tame. So the Chur, it's an unnecessary line in this Braisa, the way we're interpreting it. Elam Ravashi, there Ravashi has a whole Nupsha in the Braisa. Hachakamar. Nachri v'nachris, bein hein shesitu asacherim, ubein achem shesitu asan. So now we're getting into we're adding a new element, a new knage. We're talking about these items, whether these items are being lifted by a person, or whether these items are lifting the person or moving the person, so which is easy to understand by a guy. A nachri and nachri is saying stamas they have a din of zav, and therefore whether someone lifts them or whether they lift someone else. Whether someone lifts them or whether they lift someone else, the others are becoming tamei because they're involved in a movement with this nachri and nachris. Avaydazara shesita acherim, avaydazara that carried others. We'll have to explain what on earth that means. Avaydazara is typically, I mean, you do have avaydazara that's not necessarily daimim. Most avaydazara are daimims. They're stones. They're rocks. They can't carry something. We'll see later in the daf. The Mar is going to explain what that means. But I mean, you do have Avaydazara. Animals could be Avaydazara. That could theoretically carry someone. You also have, even a Tzemeach, a tree, Atzei Asherah. It's funny, Atzei Asherah, I don't know if it's called carrying. It can, if something's on it that it continues to grow, you can call that carrying something maybe. Let me ask the Gemara will not go there. The Gemara is going to have a much more general explanation of what it means it can carry, even how a daimim, even an innate object, Avaydazara can carry. But okay, we'll see that soon. So Avaydazara that hesita acherim, which carries something else, tyrin. Avaydazara will not give off Tumah to something else that it carries. Acherim shesita son, but if someone else that carries Avaydazara, Tumahim will be Tummy. Someone else that carries Avaydazara will be Tummy because it's Tumah's Masa for carrying Avaydazara. Misham Shea. Now, the items that service Avaydazara, Bein Hein Shesitu Asacherim, Bein Hein Shesitu Asan, those are going to be tyrant. That's similar to what we said yesterday. Misham Shea only Tummy Tumah's Maga. So any Tumah's Masa, whether it's carrying something else carrying it, the Misham Shea, those things, items that service Avaydazara will be tar regardless. Okay. That is all the Tanakh Mishita. Rabbi Kiva and Rekiva says, Nachri, Venachris Avaydazara. Rekiva says, Agaya, and Avaydazara, remember here, this is all the same din. We don't make a distinction. And therefore, Bein Hein, Shesitu Zacher, Bein Hachem, Shesitu Hasan, whether they carry something or something else carries them, there's Tumah. Tumayin. That's they both have a din of Tumas Masa in both directions. Misham Shea, and those items that service Avaydazara, Bein Shesitu Zacher, Bein Hachem, Shesitu Hasan, whether they carry something else, or somebody else carries these items, these decorations of Avaydazara, these kalim to do Avaydazara, those are not the same level of Tumah, they only have Tumas Maga, they will not be Tumas Masa, whether they're carrying something, or somebody's carrying them, someone's carrying them, either way it's going to be Tar. So Rav Ashi really is just sticking in, he's coming to explain. He's not really getting involved so much in the machlekes. He seems to be going more my base understanding, like Rabbah. But he's really just explaining the word hain in the brisa. At the word hain, what do you focus on them on these items? The hain is coming to include that if the nachri lifts someone else, if the zava lifts someone else, or if the avaydazara lifts someone else, whether or not it gives off tumah, that's his main focus. And he wants to say, according to the Tanakama, according to the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan agree that there is tumas masa when someone lifts avaydazara, but there's no tumas masa when the avaydazara lifts something. That is Ashi's interpretation of the Rabbanan. We have Rabbi Kivel that there's masa both directions. Whether someone lifts the Avaydazara or whether Avaydazara lifts them, there's going to be masa, Tumas Masa in both directions. Okay. Ask the Gemara on Rav Ashi. Avaydazara, Bishlam Mechem, Shesit, Yisam, Mishkachasla. This is what we just pointed out a moment ago. We understand that someone else can carry Avodah Zarah. That's simple. A human is carrying something of Avodah Zarah. Elihisha Sita Sacher Mehikim Shakaza. What on earth is the case with Avodah Zarah is carrying something else? What do you mean that Avodah Zarah is carrying something? Avodah Zarah typically, in most scenarios, is an inanimate object that doesn't carry things. Again, we gave unique examples where it's Shayach, if you want to say it by a tree, if you want to say it by an animal. But as a general rule, Avodah Zarah doesn't carry anything. Says the Gemara, interesting answer. Amra Rami Braid Ravieva. It's like the Mishnah. If you drop the Tesvis on the bottom of the Pei Gimel, the bottom Tesvis on our Amud, Tesvis just points out that there's really no clear Mishnah exactly the Girsa that we're about to quote. So perhaps maybe it's referring to a Braisa that's similar. Okay, but there's a member, whether it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, there is a member along the lines of even the Mishnah that Tesvis quotes is similar to what we're about to say. The point that comes out is the same. And here's the point. Hazav v'kaf maznayim, we're talking about a scale. If a Zav is on one side of the scale, v'eichlin umashkim v'kaf shnia, and the food and liquor on the other side of the scale, Hazav to man. If the Zav outweighs them, so what happens? The Zav weighs it, he goes lower, and he lifts the other side of the scale, he lifts up the food. So he's moving the food, the Zav is moving, he's lifting the food, Al Yaday using the scales, he's lifting the food. So therefore, he imparts Tumah onto the food, because he's a Zav carrying the food. Says the Gemara, top of Amud Beis. However, opposite Korahain, if the foods lift the Zav, if they weigh down the Zav, then they're tar, because the Zav is not lifting the food, rather the food is lifting them. What do you see? Lifting the Zav. What do you see? You see this inanimate object, namely over here, it's food and drink, that is considered to be carrying the Zav, i.e. the scale. Happens to be the foods, even though they're carrying the Zav, they're not going to be tummy because foods are not shaykh to such a tumma of Hesed. It's a food. We're not have a tumma's Hesed. We're just making a point that you do find Tumas Heset al Yidei through an item which is not alive and is not able to move. How? Through a scale. That's an example. If you put it on a scale and if you put that Vaidazara back to our case on the scale and the scale will lift a person or another item up, the scale will be considered doing like a level of Heset or Masa on the item, and therefore that would be a case of Hain of the Vaidazara doing Heset, and we have that Machlekes. We have that discussion whether or not it gives off Tumas Masa between from the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva. Okay, once we're on this topic,
is it possible? I mean, it could be we had it in the first part, but
that's not carrying. Carrying has to be like it's lifting, it's moving. If you just happen to put one on top of the other, and it's a daimim, it's a dead object. I don't think that'd be called carrying. But it's good, but it's on it, but it's not carrying. I'll tell you enough, Kamina.
Because Agabov is not carrying.
Right, exactly. Agabov not carrying it. Right. Okay. Come on, all the time. Here's to go like the following Braisa. Once we spoke about Rav Ashi's interpretation of the Braisa, so the Gemara just brings a related Braisa and says, who's the author of the Braisa? But we already got our point out of this scale conversation that it could be a daimim, a dead object, completely dead object, can lift something through scales. Come on, all the time. And once we're on the topic, we bring a related Braisa just to inquire about it. Come on, all the time. Call Tumis Hamasites Tyrus. We learned in the Braisa, all tumis that do hesed on a tar, in the tar item remains tar, except for the hesed of a zav, that makes the tar item tummy. Because we don't find the chavik called Torah Kula. So now that we've established, that is more. I take it back. It's actually more related than I let on. Now that we've established that the case of Tumas Hesed by Avodah Zarah, where Avodah Zarah is doing the Hesed, is where through a scale. So now we have a Demar brings a Brisa, which would seem to be Shver according to Rabbi Kiva, because the Brisa says that all Tumas that are Mesed, when the Tum itself is Mesed the Tar, all Tumas that Mesed the Tar remains Tar. Except for one specific case. Which case? The case of Zav. Zav, that's Mesed Tara, a Zav that moves something Tar, it'll make the item that's Tar Tame as well. But any other item that's Tame, if it moves something that's Tar, it will not make it Tame. Now Rabbi Kiva says, Avodah Zarah is like Zav. Rabbi Kiva learned that Avodah Zarah is like Zav, and Avodah Zarah, when it moves something that's Tar, will make it Tame. This Braisa seems to be not Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, not Akasha. A few things, not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva could be the author of this Braisa as well. Tana Zav v'chol Zamila. When the Braisa says Zav, it didn't mean Zav only. Did it mean Zav? I mean, basic question. Did it mean Zav and not Nida? Didn't mean Zav and not Nida. Zav means Zav. Zav means anything similar to it. Zav, Nida, typically, you know, lumped into one category. A Zav, a Nida, and therefore Avodah Zarah, which is learned from Nida, and comparable to Zav, will have the same din. Zav and only Tumah of Zav, called a Damila, like Nida, like Avodah Zarah, will be Metame, something, another item, by virtue of moving the other item. Other Tumas will not be Metame, a Tar item, by virtue of moving it, but Rabbi Kiva could still be the author of Braisa, because it's not Dafka Zav, it's Zav, V'chol D'damilam. Now here's the question that Rambam posed that we focused on a bit yesterday, back and forth in the Gemara, and that is Avodah Zarah Yeshana Levarim in Levarim. Does the Tumah Avodah Zarah apply to the limbs when they come off the Avodah Zarah or not? One question we didn't really address yesterday, we'll just touch on it now, because yesterday we were short on time, it was very late. We'll just touch on it now without going too deep into it. The Gemara's example, the Gemara kept using Nida as a riot. Just like Nida does not have Tumah Levarim, so too the Avodah Zarah would not have Tumah Levarim. That was one of the riots the Gemara brings to the Shaila. We brought that right to the Shaila yesterday. And the first one, a little bother, we kind of addressed it roundabout. We just quickly touched on it. But what do you mean, the Avarim of Nida Namatame? Of course, the Avarim of Nida Namatame. The Avarim of any person that come off the person, Atame, Avarim and Achai, is Tame Tumas Mace, as they have Tame Tumas Mace. So the simple explanation we gave, which is really based on Rashi, is that Avada Tumas Mace it has. But we're talking about this special Tumas of Avodah Zarah, which according to Rekiva had Tumas Evim Masama, the special Tumas of Avodah Zarah, that Tumas didn't exist. That's what it means when it says the Aver is not Matama. We explain with Rashi, Avada is Tumas Mace, but it doesn't have other Tumas like Tumas Evim Masama. That was the comparison. However, there's a Rambam that seems to be explaining, it's Rambam Mishkav Mishav, Perches Halacha Dalad, but it seems to be explaining our Gemara. He seems to be learning our Gemara that the whole Shiloh, the discussion is not limbs that are severed. We're talking about limbs that are still attached. Meaning, he connects it to Mishka V'Meshev. We know that Lach is when a Nida sits on something, it's Metame Din Mishka V'Meshev. The regular Din Tumas Mishka V'Meshev. What if she puts her arm, let's say, into the ear place of, in the ear space of a Klicheris, without touching the Klicheris? No, Klicheris is Metame Ba'aver. Klicheris is not Metame by touching it, it's Metame Ba'aver. Do we say that since there's a Dover Tumma, her arm, in the ear space becomes Tame, or not? So the Chiddush over here is that by a Nida, that since, the Tumas Mishka Meshav is typically with her body. It's with her body, and therefore, when she puts her body into the Klicheres, it'll have to din Tumas via the Aver. That's a Nida will give Tumas via the Aver when it's a full body. But just the arm, the limb, a limb alone of the Nida will not give Tumas in a Klicheres, will not put Tumas into the Klicheres, just the arm alone. That is what we're saying, that there's no din Tumas Evar by Nida. Avada, a severed arm, has full-fetched Tumas Tumas Meis. We're talking about an arm that's attached, and we're focused mainly on the arm putting Tumas by being in the airspace of Klicheres, Dafka by a full body of Isha, not by the arm. And that was the comparison, that the Nida arm doesn't have Tumas Evar. That is how we. The Rambam understands our Gemara. Rivet over there explains slightly different. He focuses really on this Mishka V'Meshav part that forget about going to Klicheres. He focuses that if an Isha Nida would put her body onto something, of course, a weight, that makes it Tumas Tumas Mishka V'Meshav. If she simply lean her arm on something, that would not be Tumas Mishka V'Meshav. So that's how he explains the idea of Yavarim. But again, both Rambam and Rivet seem to be explaining that the arm in context, unlike the arm of the Avodah Zarah, with the limb of Avodah Zarah that we're discussing, which is detached, and we're asking specifically about detached limb of Avodah Zarah, doesn't give a Tumah, and we're comparing it to Nida. So according to Rashi, we're comparing it to Nida's arm that's completely severed. And we know this Tumas Mace, but we're focused on the Tumah, it's Nida Shabbai. That's how Rashi seems to be learning it, according to Rambam and Ravid. No. We're not talking about this Tumas Mace there. We're talking about an Isha's arm that's 100% attached. And the discussion is whether it's Tumas Avik L'Cheres according to Rambam or Tumas Mishka V'Meshav according to Raivan. That is the discussion, but not a discussion of a severed arm, and therefore the question of Tumas Meis won't apply. A nice important detail that we didn't focus on last night, but it's something, it's a nice three of Machlekes, makes the Gemara, according to Rambam and Raivan, a little more easily understandable, this idea that it's not Tummy. It's not Tummy Mamish at all. Not just the Gabi Tumas Meis. Okay. Says the Gemara, so again, Rav Chama Bagheri's question was whether by Dezara the limbs have Tumma as well when they're disassembled. So here lies, I hope this shed some light to what he asked before. I don't know if it will, but in a case where it could be easily reassembled, that was the example used, it could just screw it back on. In a case where it could be easily reassembled, any one of us who may not have any good hardware, carpentry skills, could put it back on. That's Pashtim Mechaber's dummy. It's like Lego, comes on and off, it could be screwed back in. That certainly will have tummy because it's each chalik of it is part of the Vajazar, and it's still part of the Vajazar. Happens to me, it's like, it's right now it's detached, but it's still part of it. The Shaila is in a case where the Hedjit cannot put it back. In the case of the Hedjit cannot return it, it's got to be done through a Fachtman. You need an Umman to do it. My. Keep the Hedjit Lachzira commanded Metaver Dami. So he says, since the Hedjit can't return it, therefore it's as if it's broken. The fact that it can't be returned by a regular person, that's called broken. And once it's broken, we know, as a general rule, by the way, broken Avodah Zarah does not have tumah. Avodah zarah, it's broken, does not have tumah. There is discussion, by the way, it depends who's avodah zarah. Broken avodah zarah by a guy doesn't have tumah. Broken avodah zarah by a yid could have tumah. Well, let's not get into that right now. It's a whole separate discussion. We have time maybe later or tomorrow we'll discuss that as well. Broken avodah zarah of a guy, it doesn't have tumah because the guy itself doesn't have avodah zarah. Because we say, either once she says if the guy broke it, that shows he doesn't worship it. It's not this far to say, even if he didn't break it, if the guy says to himself, if the avodah zarah couldn't protect itself, it certainly can't protect me, and therefore he no longer has a chashivas for the Vaidazar. If it's broken, okay, broken Vaidazar doesn't have Tumah. So that's really the question here. Is it called broken? By Yid is different. Once a Yid worships something, much more chamer. You can't, it's more difficult to take off the shame of Vaidazar and make it ultimately mutter, but make it no longer Vaidazar. But let's focus on the Vaidazar of a guy. So we're saying this broken limb, if it could be returned by a Uman, but not by a regular head, do we say it's broken, therefore not Tumah? Lamaisa, you have the limb, you have the Vaidazar, it could be fixed, you need an Uman to fix it, so what? Doesn't mean it's considered dismantled. It doesn't mean it's considered no longer avodah zarah, broken, and therefore maybe it still has tumah. That is one way of understanding the shaila. So some understand the shaila, some have the shaila brought down slightly different. If the head you can't fix it, everyone agrees that's considered broken. For all intents and purposes, the head you can't fix it, that's broken, it will not have a din of tumah. The commandment of tafidami is considered broken. What's the shaila? Where even where a head you could put it back, we still have a shaila there. Why? My, keeping the head you can't fix it, command of tafidami, since a head yet, command of chabradami. Slight, big difference. Since the head you can put it back, therefore it's metavra with me broken. Command machavra, it's as if it's attached. Since the head you can put it back, therefore it's as if it's attached. And therefore, it's easy to put back, and therefore it's gonna retain the tumah. Right now it's taken apart. Right now it's pieces. When it's pieces right now, you can't tell me it has a din of vaydazara. While it's pieces, it's not attached right now, and therefore it loses the status of vaydazara / tumah. Teiku, we leave this shaila unresolved. Okay. So that was the famous shaila we quoted yesterday multiple times, Rav Chaim Bar Guria, about the Avirim. That was the shaila, and we left it unresolved, and our Gemara was bothered. What was the shaila? According to many scenarios, we have no shaila. We, if you remember, we just took quickly over. We came out last night, the whole shaila was dafka, according to Rabba's explanation, according to Rabbi Kiva. In Rabba's explanation, everyone agrees there's no tumma by the limbs. That's why we use the psukim. We dash them from the psukim for the comparison to sheretz. We're learning there's no din of tumma of the limbs by vaydazara. Sai according to Rabba, sai according to Rabbi Kiva, and certainly according to Rabbanan. That's in Rabba Lazar. In Rabba, we said in the Rabbanan again, no din tumas of Ivarim, same drasha. In Rabba Lazar, in Rabbi Akiva, Rabba in Rabbi Akiva, we had the shaila of Rechum Bergeri, and we explained yesterday, we left it, that Rechum Bergeri's question obviously was dafka according to Rabba, according to Rabbi Akiva. We have this discussion, and we leave it as a teiku, we leave it unresolved. By the way, just to, because we're not, there's not that much other outside raid that we're focused on stuff, just quickly, teiku, what do you do by teiku? By teiku, we say the halacha is when teiku by Isurim, we go Lechumra. Whenever it's a suffix of teiku of an Isur, we go Lechumra. A suffix of teiku by Mamanis, we go Lakula. By Mamanis, we go Lakula. The reason is because I'm calling it Lakula, it's not really Kula. A Kula for Reuven is a Chumra for Shimon. By Mamanis, right? Saying that we might see the Maman is very nice for the one who wants to get the money, but the one who's Muxik the money right now, for him it's a Chumra. So Chumra for one is a Kula for the other. Therefore we say, I might see Mechavaraya. So that's what it means. By Mamanis, we just leave as is. So again, by Isser, we go Lakumra. By Mamanis, we just say, Shavataisa, leave it as is. We don't go to chumra. We don't make the person chayv to pay because making someone chayv to pay is for the other, it's a kula for the other guy. Therefore, we just leave it as is. There is discussion. Some Rishonim want to say this klal that we say by teiku by isur lechumra by mamon to kula, but the main focus is by isur lechumra. This that we say isur lechumra is only by deraisas. Teiku deraisas. Teiku derabanans. We can also go lekula, perhaps, which we know suffik derabanans. We go lekula, so maybe a teiku. There's a difference between a teiku and a suffik, right? Teiku is really right now we're left with the suffik because it's teiku. But teiku means it was unresolved already in the Gemara's times. It was unresolved by the Tanaim, by the Amaram. So this teiku, do we say teiku derabanans can go lekula? There are some rishonim. I forgot. I want to say maybe Rashba, Rambam, but some of the bigger rishonim they say teiku. I came out wrong. Not as if there's small rishonim, but some of the rishonim say that teiku is only lechumra iser by their rices. By their abundance, you can go lekula as well, but the maisa others argue and say, no, that's the idea of teiku. The idea of teiku is leave as is, by iser you go lechumra, and by mamanis, we leave as a status quo. Okay. Sakti marvaiter. Boi Rabbi Achlevi Marami. Next shayla. Rabbi Achlevi Marami asks the shayla. Avodizor pechus makazayis mao. What's the halacha by avodizor less than kazayis? Avodizor which is smaller than kazayis shear. What's the question? Does avodizor have a status of avodizor when it's less than kazayis or not? Can he give of tuma less than kazayis or not? Well, let's see. I jumped the gun a little. Let's see. Masgar vesif. Lamai. Look, but what are you asking? Ilamin yinasura. If you're asking whether it's usher else avodizor less than kazayis, what type of question is that? I have a proof that it is. Lahi elik zvav ba ikran. Let it be no different than the zvav. Zvav means like a fly. Of ba ikran that is very small. It's smaller than an olive and still. It's a regular vaydzer to Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa. If you see Mulehem Balbris Lelehim, it says the Yidden, they made a Balbris for a god over them. Zezv Balkar, and it was a bad thing. And they had this Zvav Balkar, this Avaydzerah of Bal Ekran, which is what? What does that mean? They each one made the form of the Yira of their god, and they had such a love for it. What do? They put it in their pockets. When people say Kisa, they put it in their pockets. Kivan. Kivan shezeichu. Whenever they remembered it, they take it out of the pocket and they give it a kiss and a hug. So, very unfortunate, terrible story. But you see, the Mitzvah said that there was an avodah zarah, and logic dictates that if they're worshiping this item smaller than a zvuk, smaller than an olive, then why would it not be avodah zarah? So, the gabi isra, the isra avodah zarah clearly applies even to something smaller than a kazayis. That cannot have been the shayla. The shayla was whether there's avodah zarah less than a kazayis. The gabi the fact that it's usher that is din of avodah zarah and that it's usher avad that applies less than a kazayis, that clearly can't be the shayla. Elyon tuma. Shayla is the gabi tuma. My. Remember, if you remember, we compared Avodah Zarah. We have three comparisons so far. We compared Avodah Zarah to mace. Well, actually, we'll see mace more in this Gemara coming up. It's compared to mace. We already compared it in the prior Gemaras, Avodah Zarah to Sheretz, and we compared Avodah Zarah to Masnida. Says Gemara, mine. Kivin this kushel sheretz, ma sheretz b'kadosha, half of Avodah b'kadosha. Do we say, since we compare Avodah Zarah to sheretz, just like sheretz, it can be tummy as small as the size of a lentil, so too, which is smaller than olive, obviously, so too, the Avodah Zarah can be tummy as small as a lentil. A dilma, ha'eskish l'meis. Or do we find that since we compare Avodah Zarah to mace, therefore, ma mace b'kazayis, Avodah Zarah, b'kazayis, since we compare it to mace, so just like Avodah Zarah, so it's just like mace is only b'kazayis, so too, the Avodah Zarah should only be b'kazayis. Which comparison are we going to use? Amrav, if you be Tamar, Amrav, Ula, Tashma, I'll bring you a Rai from Bryce to Tanya. We learned that Bryce Avodah Zarah, Pachusim, b'kazayis, Aimba, Tumakal, Iker. Avodah Zarah, less than b'kazayis, is not Tama. Why? Shinemar, because that's the Pasuk, this talking about the Avodah Zarah that were burned by Ishayo, Amelech, the Avodah Zarah that were burned in Sefer Melachim, that he was trying to clean the land of Avodah Zarah, so he ground them down and he burnt them. Says the Gemara, Vayashach as afara al kever b'ne'am. The pasuk says that he threw the afara, the dust, al kever b'ne'am, on the kever b'ne'am. What's lashing the graves, the kever? Ma mace b'kazayas, avavaz b'kazayas. We're making a hekesh to mace, to teach you, just like mace, the shear of Tumas mace b'kazayas, so to the shear of Tumas Avodah Zarah is b'kazayas. So we had a shiloh to be compared to we know we compare it to sheretz, but do we compare it to sheretz for shear as well or not? We say no from this pasuk, comparing it to grinding it down to kever mace. We compare it to mace to say it's got to be the shear of a mace, namely shear of kazayas, to have tuma. Less than kazayas will not have tuma. Okay, says Mar Rabbanan. If you take the Rabbanan's approach now, look what's going on over here. We compared avodah zarah to sheretz in order to say that it has no tumas masa. The Nida, we compared it to Nida, Dana Levarim. Because remember, we have the Psukim that compared it in Isaiah that compared the Avodah Zarah to Nida, right? To stay away from it like a Zaris, like a Dava, Zaris like a Nida. We compared it to Nida. We have Shakasenu, which compares it to a Sheretz. And we have the Pusuk of comparing it to Mace as well. If you look at now, according to Rabbanan's Malach, not according to Rabbi Kiva, but according to Rabbanan, all three are actually coming to make leniencies. Because if you compare it to Nida straight up, you'd say it has a din of Tumas Masa. No, we compare it to Sheretz, say no Tumas Masa. So Sheretz's involvement here is to downgrade and say there's no Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah, only Tumah of Maga. We compare it to Nida to say, this is what we spoke at yesterday, and we actually referenced it just before, we compare it to Nida to say, no the Tumas Evarim, that it doesn't have a din. If the Evarim are separated, just like by Nida, no the Tumas Evarim. Again, we quoted from Rashi's Malach, which means that Nida's arm that was detached has Avada's Tumas Mace, but has no din of Tumas Nida. So too, Avodah Zarah is no din Tumas Nida when the limbs are detached. According to Rambam, according to Rivan, it means literally the arms of Nida that are attached. There's no din of Tumas Avir Klicheris, according to Rambam, no din of Tumas Mishkav Meshav, according to Rivan. But the point is the arm of the Nida no din Tumah, and therefore from we extrapolate again a Kula, that Avodah Zarah, there's no din of Tumas Evarim. And the third Kula we're extrapolating is from Mace. We just compared it to Mace to say, no din of Tumah Kadasha, the size of a lentil, like a Sheretz, rather, it needs Kazayas, like a Mace. is lemeis the limit tamei kadosha. It's coming out that all three drushas we're making by this din of avodah zarah, all comparisons to sheretz, to nida, and to meis are all to come out with kulas. Says Mar Eim lechumra. Why are we making all these comparisons to the kula? Should we make these comparisons to the chumra? Lemayachus akshar achmana lesheretz lo tumei kadosha. The Mar explains. I can go fully opposite. Let us say we compared the avodah zarah to sheretz to give off tumah even kadosha, even inside of a lentil. Let us say it's compared the nida to tumah ben mesama to give tumah of em mesama, which is Rabbi Kiva's malach, as tumah even ben mesama, even tumah of the stone. And iskishar chaman the meis to tumah ba'il. And maybe let us say, which we didn't have this till now, let us say that the comparison of avodah zarah to meis is to give, say that meis has has tumah's oil like a meis. Why don't we go to chumra in all these cases? Why don't we go to kula? Answers the gemara that you say that we kind of touched on right when we started today in our hakdama. Tumah's avodah zarah drabbanan. This whole tumah's drabbanan. Agam, we keep bringing psukim. Most of psukim are from Navi. So right off the bat, the psukim from Navi, Rama quotes those psukim in Divrei Seferim, and they'll have a dindra button. We don't learn out new dina raisa from Navi. The only thing we learn from Navi, just as klal is off, you find the Gemara does quote Navi, it's an elaboration of a psuk in the Torah. If you have an elaboration of a psuk in the Torah, that can have it in the Torah. But something which is written explicitly, specifically in Navi, typically as a klal, is Divrei Seferim, and will not have a din, especially a drasha, a hekesh, will not have a din of a din Torah. It's a dindra button. I shakas to shakzenu. Shakas Shakzenu, L'chayr is a pasuk in Chumash, and it talks about Avodah Zarah, Shakas Shakzenu, which seems to compare it to Sheretz. Rashi explains, it's loved up, because that's not really a word of a Sheretz. It's similar, it compares it to a word that we use here, we use there, it's similar, but it's not mamish, a full-fledged drasha, not a full-fledged hekesh, and therefore it's also drabbanan. So it says, Gemara, all these drushas, Avodah Zarah to Sheretz, to Nida, to Meis, are all rabbinic drushas, and therefore what's our klal? When specifically when we have a drabbanan and we have these analogies and we have these akashim, we're certainly going to go to kula. We're not going to go to chumra. Let's read the Mishnah. The first couple lines, very simple. Says the Mishnah, how do we know that a boat is tar? How do we know a boat is tar? Shenemar, we're talking over here about Tumas Maga. How do you know it's tar? It's tar from Tumas, from being able to contract Tuma. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Derech Aniyah Belev Yam, because the Pasuk says, like the path of a ship in the heart of the sea. Shlomo Melech actually says, these are some of the things that person can't decipher. The path of the ship, once it goes to the sea, right away when it goes, as it's going, you can see right behind it, you can see the wake of the boat, you can see where it's going. But a minute later, it's gone. There's no way to determine exactly where it's coming from, how it's going. You can look at the trajectory of the boat, but you can't really see where it came from exactly. So the path, just like the path of the boat in the sea is unknown. So we compare, the point is, we're comparing the boat to the sea, and just like the sea has no tumah, the sea is not tumah. Why, by the way, does the sea have no tumah? The sea has no tumah because it's like mechubah lekarka, has no tumah. So to the boat is no tumah. That is the Mishnah, that is the din. The Mar is going to elaborate, drop on this. Pshita, says the Mar. Pshita, belev yami. It's pasha that the ship is in the heart of the sea. What's the chiddush of this pasuk? Hakamashmalan biyam kiyam with the kuf mayam tar afinatar. The comparison obviously is that we know the boat goes in the sea. The comparison is just like the sea does have tumah, so too the boat does have tumah. So the chassam sefer explains what's going on here is avada. This is not a din stam a din drabban. And so again, vayit to one of these drushas of Shlomo Melech. What's going on over here is Shlomo Melech had a mesira halacha mesh b'sinai that the boats do not have tumas maga. The boats cannot contract tumas maga as a boat. And his question was, What's I don't know if the question was the source, but we want to see if there's any sort of remez to this concept, because we're not even going to give an explanation of the why. We're going to give an explanation of the where do we see this perhaps. And the answer was, Shlomo's answer was that it's compared to the sea, that the Derech Aniyah B'Lev Yam, he says that we compare it to the sea, just like the sea itself does not have tumah, so too the boat doesn't have tumah. That is the conversation that Shlomo, but of course, again, it's a lacha mishnah, because this din was saying is not just again an asmachta with a drush from Tilim from Shlomo Melech. Rather, this din is a din that is, it's not a Tilm, it's a Mishlei. It's not a din of Mishlei, born from Mishlei. Either way, it would still be a Smachta. This is actually a Lech Meshav Sinai. It has a biblical status. Quick Gemara in this Tanya, Charanya, Eimech Charanya says, Nilma de Masak. We learn a different source. The reason how we know that ships don't have Tumah is actually from a sack. Why? Masak, Metalta, Molavarekan. Just like a sack is Metalta, you move it whether it's full, whether it's empty. Afka, Metalta, Molavarekan. So to any other vessel that's similar, when it's Metalta, Molavarekan, when it's something which you carry full and empty, that's when it's susceptible to Tumah. La Fuki Svina, the exclusive is Finish, Molavarekan. A Svina is not carried Molavarekan. A Svina is only carried. Svina is only carried empty. When it's out of the sea, you carry it empty. You fill it up in the yam and it moves, but you're not carrying it then. When you carry the Svina, it's only when it's empty. By the way, what Shaykh is, why are we comparing the sack to the Svina, Bechlal? Because the Pasuk describes a wooden object, a cloth object, and a sack. It compares cloth, wood, and sack. And therefore, we compare it to sack. And just like we know sack is something which is movable, you move it when it's full and when it's empty, so too, these items are only susceptible to Tumah, the cloth and the ship, when it's movable, when it's moved with both full and empty. This is not moved, ship is not moved full, and therefore it will not have an lav tumah. Other items of wood, will other wooden kalim, which are moved full and empty, will have tumah like a sack. But a ship, which is not moved full and empty, will not have tumah like a sack, because it's made out of wood, and it doesn't have the comparison to the sack. My be now. So we have two sources there.
So the Gemara is not even getting busy with the concept of the Queen Mary ship that's empty. You don't carry that either.
Right? We're saying it's
not even touching on that. We're saying the only problem is you don't carry it full.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yes. Correct. Even a smaller ship. Yes, I have to say. Yeah. So now, we have two sources. One source is that the ship will have tumah because it's not carried when it's full. Correct. And some, to Liza's point, even when it's empty. But one is it's not carried when it's full, so it doesn't compare to sack. And the other is, like Shlomo Melech's drasha, he compares it to the sea. What's the difference between these two drushas? This will take us to the bottom of the Amen. Very simple. Ikben ayot, the Marib says two nafkaminas. Number one. Ikben ayot, svin shacheres, a svin of earthenware. Manda maniyam belev yam. The one that says that it's like the ship in the middle, the heart of the sea, right? So even earthenware, which is not bound to the gedarm that we said by sack was wood, cloth, and sack. Earthenware is not bound to that. Still, it has the drasha hanami belev yami. It's in the heart of the sea, and therefore will not be subject to tumah. L'madam kasak hanach tachsiv gabisak. Those that are written in the pesuk gabisak, namely the wood and the cloth, they have a din imitatals malavrekan in ilai lai. They're subject to that guideline only if they carried empty and full of the tummy. If not, avasun shacheres, which is not written in that pasuk over there, will not be restricted to that guideline, and therefore afgav dein imitatals malavrekan even not being carried full and empty, even if it's not carried when it's full, it'll still be subject to tumah. So Shlomo Melech's drasha in Mishle would eliminate any ship, even earthenware, from tumah. Whereas the Rav Chananya ben Akavi's Malach, which is learning from Sak, will not eliminate the cheres from tumah, because cheres is not bound. It's not part of the psukim over there of wood, cloth, and sack, and therefore won't be bound to the gedarm of sack, and therefore would have tumah of a ship. Another afkamina inami svina seyardim, a svina in the yardim. The point is that the yardim is very narrow. Because the yardim is very narrow, opposite of the case lies that you just tried to bring about the huge boat. This is a very small boat. The boats in the yardim, they were very narrow, very small. They were very small because the water is narrow, and therefore small boats, it would be normal to carry them full. Simple enough, Kamina. Lamanam ani b'lev yam, he is still, at the end of the day, hanam ani b'lev yami. This is still in the middle of the yam. It's just a small, narrow sea, but it's the middle of yam, and therefore will not be septo fatuma, this little boat. Lamanam b'telos mavreikan, hanam b'telos mavreikan. These boats, actually, because they're so small, you would actually move them around, transport them when they're full, just like when they're empty, and therefore it would have tuma. Zomar Reb Chanina Menachavia, Achanam Menachavia says, b'nei ma'am, tzvinas yardim. Tomorrow we just go over this is the right, this last idea. Why did Rabbanu say the Sfinas Yardin are indeed Tameh? Mesha, this Chananya, the same Chananya as we said before, Chananya ben Akavya. Mesha Tainim Aisa B'Yabash Marid Yam. Because they actually lift them up, they load them up, they don't wait till the Yam, they put in the water to load it up. They already load it up on the Yabasha, and they roll it into the Yam, fully laden. And therefore we see that something which is full, and therefore will be susceptible for Tumah. So the Sfinas Yardin would be another Afkamina, according to Chananya, would be Tameh, because it's full, even when it's full, even when it's out of the Yam, it's transported full. Whereas according to the first Malach, the Belev Yam, Ani Belev Yam, even the Sfinas Yardin would be excluded from Tumah, would include this exclusion. Now we're going to, the Gemara is going to go on to a related drasha of a person not being away from the Beis Medrash because he missed this drasha, and then from there go into a little bit of a famous Agadah about a way a person has to treat Torah. We'll pick it up, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow.